God, we desire to be whole. We desire to know your shalom no matter what the circumstance. And we believe that that is found in Jesus, our peace, our wholeness, our strength. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So the word has been shared in many ways. It's through the day camp presentation, through Lloyd's testimony of God's goodness and grace from the psalm. And so I will keep my remarks brief. The second reading, Paul's letter to the Colossians, really, to me, says it all. That it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. That's what I hear in Lloyd's sharing. It's Christ in him, this hope of glory. Friends, many in our world are without hope. And as a result, they're fearful. And yet, as I hear Lloyd speak, and I know Lloyd and Marge, as many of us do, they live hope. They don't just speak it. Their lives reflect the hope of glory, which is Jesus Christ. The other thing, when things start falling apart, do you notice how things kind of fall apart? You clean your house, and then what happens? It gets dirty. It's the most amazing thing, especially if you have kids, and especially if you have children under three. It's amazing how quickly that happens, isn't it? You kind of organize all the shoes, and then what happens? Poof. It goes into disarray, disorder. Think physically, mentally, emotionally, we sometimes fall apart. And yet, Paul's letter to the Colossians says that because of Jesus was at the beginning, because all things came to be through Jesus and for Jesus, it's as if to say Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth. And Paul makes this statement that all things hold together in Jesus Christ. There are times in my life when that's all I had. Jesus. Things were falling apart, and I remembered all things hold together in Jesus Christ. As I go into a pastoral situation that's extremely difficult, I don't know where to begin. I begin with that understanding in my heart that all things hold together in Jesus Christ. And that's why we try to share this message of salvation, this message of hope and love with the youngest among us. And I guess my desire was not simply to present the gospel through children. Don't get me wrong, it's beautiful. They are beautiful. But we might go away saying, wasn't that cute? I wanted to bookend it with Lloyd's testimony to say that this hope of glory is lifelong. This hope of glory needs to have and is shows up quite well with lots of mileage on it. This hope of glory that is Christ in us. And if you don't know Jesus, I pray you'd take something from today and consider Jesus as one who has authority in heaven and on earth, since all things were created through him, and so all things are his, and he desires to have first place in everything. Again, this hope is found in the gospel, this good news of Jesus Christ. And the end goal is to present everyone mature in Jesus Christ. And so one of the phrases of Crosstalk Ministries is to make strong disciples in Jesus Christ. That's our goal with children. That's our goal with youth and teens. That's our goal with 20-somethings, 30-somethings, 40-somethings, and elders, is to present people mature in Christ. I think that's enough. I thank God that all things hold together in him, and I'd like to offer a prayer for anyone today who feels like things are falling apart. Let's just pause for a moment. Lord God, I pray that by your grace and mercy, which we've heard about in many ways this morning, that hope might be kindled in a heart today, especially in a heart and mind, perhaps a body that seems to be falling apart, a situation that seems out of control. Lord, that you would be our still center, that in Jesus all things hold together. Thank you for this hope of glory, Christ in us. Amen.